is Premier Praise. Lighten up
your life. Good morning. It's our final time together this week. I hope you found this week helpful and insightful. All week we have been thinking about how the relevance of the Christmas message is played out in our own lives. A theologian says a good city of tomorrow is built from the dreams of today. So what are our dreams? Can we contribute to the dreams of our city? When we look at the world, the same human needs exist which were presented to Jesus. So we must affirm this gospel liberation for our world and our own neighbourhoods, proclaiming loudly the message of grace and hope to a hurting world. Whilst the poor have always been part of our history, there has always been a gap between them and us. Them are those who have very little and us who have everything we need. There is a difference between want and need. We may not be able to buy the sports car, but many of us have a safe home to live in. It has been argued that it was possible for those well-off people to be free from poverty, but wealth does not take away spiritual poverty, it simply masks it. Indeed, there are those in our church buildings up and down our nation which seem disengaged from the world that God came to save. In our New Testament, Paul reminds us that we belong to a community, and it is our coming together which enables us to meet people by bringing the message of hope to the poor and bringing freedom to the opposed. In a real sense, we are standing arm in arm with those we know to be disadvantaged. As we go into this weekend, the challenge is, does our own behaviour at home, at work or among our friends indicate the Spirit of the Lord is guiding our lives as we seek to serve Him and others around Him? I'm Warren Evans, Chief Executive Sports Chaplains UK. Have a wonderful weekend.
This is Premier Praise.